This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
This there, I said it. Could end a relationship, Chris.
Okay.
This is actually like something that you would do.
Okay, go
for it. If me and you were in a relationship, this is actually what you would do.
All right.
Somebody says, a couple of weeks ago, I won an impressive amount of money in the Euro Millions. I put it into another account and I didn't say a word to my other half.
Whoa.
There, I said it.
Oh.
That is dodgy territory.
Dexter, I totally agree with you for doing that. But you have to understand, as Kira's reaction was, that's dodgy territory. You're going to be in trouble, man. You are going to be... Like, it's very difficult. When
honestly, for a person to do that, right? Unless they're planning this big, elaborate surprise or like an early Christmas present.
Do you think this guy is planning that? Does that look like that's what this guy is planning?
I don't really think he cares for his other half that much. And he definitely doesn't trust his other half.
Wow. Texture, that's devious stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. I think I would be the same. But that is... That's something else.
But how can he spend that money though?
You see, this is the thing. He's going to have to be like a drug dealer.
You can't just buy a brand new car. Exactly.
What is he going to do? He's going to somehow have to launder the money or just have it for his own little thing tucked away. Texter, do you mind me asking? I presume there's no point in trying to get you on air because obviously you're probably trying to conceal your identity with all of this. But could you text back in with a few details for me if you don't mind? This girl, you married to her or like just in a relationship? And also, how long have you guys been going out? Because, Texter, that's murky stuff, if you don't mind
that
me saying.
That is.
As in, don't get me wrong.
I would be so angry.
See, this is what I'm saying. I agree with you.
First of all, I wouldn't want anybody else's money.
Yeah.
You know? Number two, I wouldn't trust the person straight away.
Sure.
I think that's crazy. There's no trust and there's no respect in that relationship.
You see, that's exactly it. Now, Texter, don't get me wrong. I agree with what you did. I would do the same thing. But you have to understand that Kira's reaction is going to be how any girl on the planet reacts.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that. Don't get me wrong, Texter. I'm entirely on your side. I would do exactly the same thing. If I won a nice little bit of money on the Euro Millions, I would be telling nobody. I would be telling no one.
But I think you've dug a hole for yourself because, as I just said there, how on earth can you spend that money without people getting suspicious?
He can also now never tell her.
Yeah, because he went
it's
out
way
of his
too
way
far back.
To set up an account and put the money into it.
It's way too far gone now. He can't possibly be like, oh God, yeah, I won a few euro and forgot to tell you for several months and put it in a different bank account. But surprise.
Texter, please tell us how much you won as well.
Wow. Texter, I appreciate what you're doing and I would do exactly the same thing. But you're in murky territory, man. And if the girl finds out, there's no way to explain around it. It's shady to a girl. It's very shady to
a girl. Game over.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. You get found out doing that, you're finished. I would nearly say that's as bad as an affair. You know?
No.
I don't know whether it was that now. I mean, that would be impressive. He claims $500,000. I'm not so sure.
And they're 15 years together.
I would love that. I would just do exactly the same thing, Texter. That's your money. You know? What does it have to do with her? Why would she get half of it?
Sure, they're just together 15 years.
Yeah, but like, I mean, he bought a Euro Millions ticket and won some money.
When you're in a couple, you're in a couple, Chris.
That's convenient now for the girl, isn't it?
How would this person feel if his other half had won $500,000 and put into a secret bank account?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, Texter. I would divorce her. That's what I would do.
I don't think they're married.
No, but is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, you're not going to get anything. Oh, Texter. Do you mind me asking, though, Texter, why bother hiding it from her if you're not together? You know? Like, what does it matter?
Maybe 15 years together. What do you?
No, but I mean, as in, if you're not legally married. I can understand why a person would try and hide that money if they were married, perhaps, and maybe saw the marriage ending one day.
That's fair enough.
But why bother hiding it if she's probably not entitled to anything of yours anyway? Though in some countries, they do say that if you're together a certain number of years, you're basically counted as married, like as in if there's ever a split up or
still
anything.
Still not legally binding, though. She wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
I don't think she would. No, I know in some countries what they can say is if you live together for a certain number of years, they basically say that you're de facto married.
Really?
Yeah. But that would only be if there's kids and stuff and, you know, all of that. And if you're dividing up a house or whatever. But Texter, good luck, man. But you're way too far in now. You understand, Texter, the only way out of this hole now is through it. You understand you can't ever tell her nothing. You can't ever tell her anything because you're too far in now. Now you just have to go on with the lie. But anyway, good luck. Hey, Matt, if you want to just go out for a night out or something, I mean, you know, that sounds like fun. Someone says, I'm a former vegetarian. I secretly love a good rasher, sausage and pudding fried. There, I said it. Look, Texter.
Look, I had a friend that was a vegetarian and then every night after the nightclub, we'd be going up to supermarkets getting a burger.
This is it. I know a few vegetarians now. And I tell you, there are no more vegetarians
than the man in the moon.
Vegetarians. I tell you, I know of one actual vegetarian, friend of a friend, and that girl actually is a vegetarian. Otherwise, will you stop with your vegetarian? As well, I know a load of Muslims, right? And let me tell you something, okay? They may be all now, oh, is this halal? Oh, I can't be eating this. When we're out, that all seems to go out the window. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They all seem to forget about what Allah says is halal or haram or whatever when it comes to it. And everyone's eating everything. So don't mind your vegetarian or your what celiac or your vegan or your... Oh, wait, no, celiac's a legitimate one. Whatever, your vegans and all this. I know a good few people who are, vegetarians maybe during the week, and then on the weekend, I tell you, there's no more vegetarian, as Kira said, than the man in the moon. But 51552. Share something with us. Put there where I said it.
Tom in Ennis says, I'm sick of people letting their kids run rampant and mess up my shop while I'm cleaning it. There, I said it.
Tom in Ennis, I mean, I don't know if I hate children in general. And I think the children over the last few years have gotten much more poorly behaved in public, if you don't mind me saying. I think that there has definitely been a shift over the last few years where I notice now kids are much more obnoxious in public than they used to be. Maybe that's just me. Small kids.
Times have changed. When we were kids, we were told to sit down, shut up, be quiet and be good.
There you go.
You know?
Now everyone has something wrong with them and it's all like, you know, the kid will be there. He'll be trashing the shop. He'll be pulling everything down and he'll be spitting in people's faces and the mom will be like, he has ADD now. So we try and leave him and we try and reason with him and say, Chris, don't be doing that. And then he does it again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't hurt to just shout at the kid and tell her to sit there.
Is that you reminiscing about when you were a child?
Or? Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes you just need to tell the kid to cop on. So Tom, I think it was.
Yeah.
Tom, I agree with you. I mean...
Well, good luck telling somebody else's child to cop on.
See, I would gladly do that. Like if there was ever a situation.
If you ever listen to me, right? Listen to me now.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
But
do not ever do that, Chris, because there's no way that you will come out of it smelling like roses.
But what if the parent isn't actually disciplining the kid when they should be? Like,
it's got nothing to do with you.
But what if it's impacting on my enjoyment of something that's going on in the
situation?
Throw
a couple of dirty looks, Chris, but say nothing.
So you're telling me that I can't say to the parent, excuse me, control your child?
It would be how you would word it, and I can't imagine you would word it very politely.
What if I worded it like that? Excuse me, control your child, please. You know, we're all trying to enjoy this.
It's very aggressive.
What if I said, okay, supposing the kid is being annoying. I mean, what can I say to the parent? Because I sometimes think parents should be held accountable when the kids are being annoying in public. I don't care if your kid's being annoying. Do
something
about
it. You know, Chris, we don't know what it's like to have children, okay? And I think that sometimes kids can throw tantrums and there's nothing that even the most disciplined parent can do, you know? It's like when kids start crying on a plane and the kid just won't shut up.
Oh,
I feel really sorry for those parents because the baby or the kid isn't just going to stop crying. They're a kid. They don't know how to control their emotions.
Oh, no, kid, I understand. As in like baby. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like six-year-olds. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about people who can...
It's very hard in six-year-olds, Chris.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about like, you know, not adults, but as in children that have capacity of language and who are able to understand commands and stuff. Like a good dog. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
obviously, Kieran, no, I'm not saying babies. Babies can do nothing about it. And I completely agree. And sometimes you just have to weather a baby crying and there's nothing you can do about it because babies are going to cry. Do you know? And there's fine. There's nothing you can do about that. But like six-year-olds, like they're... capable of listening to stuff like orders, basically.
Do you know what, Chris, if you ever see something like that, you know, happening out in public and you go to the parents and you tell them to control their child, come back to me and tell me how it went, okay?
I'll record it on my phone. I will record the audio of it and how it goes on my phone if I ever have to do
Chris,
it.
Chris, here's another tip.
Yes.
It's probably best not to take out a camera phone and pretend to record, you know what I mean, a child.
No, I would record the audio.
That would get you into trouble.
I suppose it would. Trevor and I have been spoken to about that before, huh?
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.